Irene Linklater is excited about the upcoming leadership forum where discussions will be held on issues related to governance, land and self-determination. Linklater will be one of the speakers who will be presenting at the forum held by the Omishkigo Nation Rebuilding Initiative. It will take place December 7-9 at Ramada Timmins. The forum's theme is, Governing Our Land. The event will provide a platform for Indigenous leaders to share their knowledge and educate participants who will be arriving from Mushkegawuk communities, Linklater said. With the forum, it's a start to spark the flame, she said. The event can be attended in person by invitation only. Linklater estimated about 60 delegates from Mushkegawuk communities will be attending the forum each day. A live stream link will also be provided on the Omishkigo Nation Rebuilding's Facebook page and website. Confirmed guest speakers include Mushkegawuk Council Grand Chief Derek Fox, Deputy Grand Chief Rebecca Friday, Executive Director Ernest Beck, Anishinaab Aski Nation's Luke Hunter and Omiskeko Inuvik artist Dwayne Linklater. Other speakers also include Mushkegawuk Council Marine Conservation Manager Lawrence Martin, former Anishinaabek Nation Grand Chief Patrick Madabi, Missinabe Cree First Nation Chief Jason Gauthier, Omishkigo Education Advisor Emily Ferries and Ryerson University Professor Damian Lee. Linklater said the department received about $700,000 from Indigenous Services Canada to do a grassroots project on the Omishkigo Constitution. The project includes holding community engagement sessions over the next year, starting in January. The sessions will be held involving what Linklater called the four pillars, which are women, men, youth and elders. The introductory sessions were already held in Timmins and Cochrane. In Timmins, the majority of participants were women, Linklater said, adding the discussions went well. As the Constitution was developed by the elders 30 years ago, it needs to be updated and ratified by the people, Linklater said. The time is right to do this kind of work now. It's exciting to actually talk about it and present it to the people, to see what their ideas are, she said. We're carriers of their voice and putting it on paper. Once the feedback is compiled and the Constitution's draft is ready, the team will be going back to consult with the communities again. The ultimate goal is for First Nations to have self-governance and self-determination, protect their culture and language and take back what was taken from them, she said. It's an exciting time because I feel this time in our era is time to make a change in our First Nations as we look at our sovereignty rights, our inherent rights. It's exciting for me because we're looking at journeying out of the Indian Act, she said. That's our ultimate goal.